In a decree read on the state-run TV, President Salva Kiir revoked the appointment of Pamir Atanyalier as the Speaker of the Jonglei State Legislative Assembly. In his statement Tuesday night, Kiir did not name an immediate replacement for Alier. Kiir appointed Alier to the post in 2021, in accordance with the power-sharing arrangements enshrined in the country's 2018 revitalized peace agreement. Pok Both Baluang, the information director in the SPLM-IO, which is the main opposition party signatory to the revitalized peace agreement, criticized Kiir's action.
The decision of President Salva Kiir to revoke the appointment of the Right Honorable Speaker of Jonglei State Amer Atanyalier is a unilateral decision by the president, and the SPLM-IO leadership did not recommend that. It is a violation to the agreement, which gave us, as an SPLM-IO, the leadership, the right to recommend any members to assume a certain position based on our ratios in the power sharing or chapter one. It is a grave violation to the agreement, and it is unprocedural.
Baluang says the SPLM-IO leadership, led by first Vice President Riek Machar, was surprised by Kiir's decision. He calls it a flagrant violation of the 2018 agreement.
The right procedure is that the parties which that member belong to will be the party to recommend his or her appointment, or vice versa, not other parties. We cannot revoke appointment of a member of an SPLM-IG or SOA. The same thing that the president cannot revoke an appointment of any member from the SPLM-IO without the recommendation of the leadership of the SPLM-IO.
Kiir leads the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in government, or SPLM-IG. Baluang calls on Kiir to withdraw his decree, saying such decisions might jeopardize the implementation of the agreement and the new roadmap the parties agreed to last year.
We urge the president to call back that decision, and also we urge the SPLM-IG to respect the agreement and also to adhere to the implementation of the agreement in letter and spirit, and to adopt a collegial spirit, so that we can move forward smoothly regarding the implementation of the chapters of the agreement.
Baluang says the revitalized peace agreement is a transformative document that paves the way for the needed reforms to the government institutions. He says a commitment by all the parties to respect and implement the agreement is the only way to bring sustainable peace for the people of South Sudan. Repeated efforts to reach President Kiir's office for comment were unsuccessful. Kiir's SPLM-IG and several opposition groups signed the revitalized peace agreement in 2018, ending years of civil war that killed hundreds of thousands of people. But its provisions, including the formation of a national unified army, remained largely unimplemented. In August last year, the SPLM-IG and the other groups that signed the agreement, including the SPLM-IO, agreed on a so-called roadmap to extend the transitional government for 2 years until 2025. Under the roadmap, the parties should conduct elections by December 2024. For VOA News, I am Ding Gai Ding, in Bor.